Hi, baby. I'm just lying here in my bed. It's late. I'm kind of sleepy, but thinking about you. I feel all cozy and warm. I'm just lightly touching myself, stroking myself, thinking about you. I had this fantasy today about you. Do you want to hear it? Okay. Well, imagine that we work together in a big office building downtown. We've never spoken. I've just seen you in the halls, and you've seen me. Sometimes we look at each other as we pass. I think you're so sexy. I just love the way you move and your smile. There's just something so masculine about you. God, you're sexy. You really turned me on. But I don't know, I guess I'm too shy to really say anything just yet. I don't even know if you'd be interested in me, but I certainly love seeing you in the hallways. And so, on this day, I get into the elevator, and in there already is my boss. I don't like him. And a couple of his flunkies, I don't like them. And they don't like me, and nobody says anything to me. The doors close, and the elevator goes on, and I just keep to myself over in the corner. And then it stops on another floor, and you get on. And oh, the flutter I feel in my stomach, oh my God, and I swear my nipples get hard just seeing you. You just radiate sexiness. I just can't believe how sexy you are. I'm getting wet just thinking about you. Oh, I'm touching myself just thinking about that. And so the elevator doors close, and we keep going. And I know you're standing behind me, but there's no mirrors on these walls. I can't see you. But I feel my nipples getting hard, and I feel my panties starting to get wet. I can't believe I feel this about you. I don't even know you. You're a real stranger. I don't even know your name. And as the elevator keeps going, suddenly it jerks to a stop, and the lights go out. And it's shocking. We were moving along, and music was playing, and all of a sudden it's quiet, and completely dark. And everybody laughs a bit nervously, the way people do. And they make small talk about how we've had power failures a lot lately and they're fixing the grid and this should be fixed soon. And then my boss and his flunkies start talking quietly about whatever they were talking about before. And that's when I feel you. Suddenly, you're behind me, like right behind me. And you slip a hand around my waist. And before I can make a noise, your other hand comes up and comes over my mouth. And you just go, shh, in my ear so quietly. Just a whisper. And my heart starts to beat, and I feel so nervous and excited at the same time. Because you start kissing my neck. I feel your hot lips on my skin, and your hand is still over my mouth, and you're kissing my neck. I can feel your tongue just trailing hot and wet over my skin. And I start breathing a little faster, but I know I have to be quiet. I don't want my boss to hear this. It's completely dark. Nobody can see what we're doing, but I can feel you. You pressed right up against me. I can feel how hard your cock is. It's pressed right up against my ass. And your hand, the one that was around my waist, starts to move up under my blouse. And now it's up inside my bra and you're cupping my breast. Thumb over my nipple. Oh. And your hand's still over my mouth. And it's hard to breathe, and I don't care. I'm breathing harder. And you're just squeezing my breast. And you're still licking my neck. And your hand moves down. Beneath the waistband of my skirt. You pull me against you. And you slip your hand down into my panties. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so wet. And your hand just, your finger just slips right in there. Oh, and you start stroking my clit. Oh my God. Oh, you're holding me so tight. I can't move. Say anything. You've got your hand over my mouth, and you're pressing your cock against me, and you're just rubbing my clit. I can hear my boss talking to me. He has no idea what's going on. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe you're taking this chance. What if the power comes back on? And I hear you kind of chuckle in my ear, like you know what I'm thinking. Like you know. And your hand keeps stroking, stroking. Oh my God, this is so wild. I feel like I'm gonna come. Oh, I can't come. I can't make noise. I can't moan. Oh God, oh, I can't help it. Oh, I can't help it. You reach down and you slide your finger inside me. And you play with my clit with your thumb. Over my nose too. I can't breathe. I can't make any noise. And you're rubbing and fucking me with your finger, laughing. You've got your cock jabbing up against me. Your hand just won't stop. You're fucking me and fucking me. Rubbing that thumb over my clit. I just want to moan and scream. Oh, God. You clamp your hand down because you know I'm going to come. You anymore. I'm just standing there pressed up against the wall of the elevator, and I'm just, my whole body is tingling, and I'm breathless, and I know I'm just shivering, shaking as I still feel these ripples of pleasure going through me. And then the elevator jerks and the lights flicker, and suddenly they're on again. We start moving, and I can't even look. I can't even turn around and look at you. I'm in shock. I can't believe we just did that. And the doors open, and you move past me to get out. And you turn back and you just wink at me. And you leave, and I, oh God, I just kind of sag against the wall. And my boss asks me if I'm okay. And I say, oh, I'm more than okay.